Marty Bum, obviously being from Sheffield, and that is where we are staying. So
yeah, and I didn't know that way. For the longest time. I didn't know that they were from Sheffield. I was like, I knew Uncle Jamie loved them, but yeah. I didn't realize that there was an actual kind of connection there, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also fantastic music, also changed over the years, but the old stuff.
Do you like the new stuff?
No.
No, I don't like it either. No. Yeah, I'm not about it.
Originals always remain top, top notch.
The first albums are always the best.
Oh, yes, they are. Yeah. And I think Emma and Jamie went to go and see them live. I think it was about 2 years ago.
They did, yeah, it was 2 years ago. I was pretty jealous,
yeah. And it was the first time that your cousin Emma went to go see them, and she had the most amazing time. Unfortunately, I couldn't go and see them, but I will eventually one day go and see them.
There you go. I know that they played Budweiser 2 years ago as well. I remember that because I knew someone who went, which the Fontaine's DC opened for them as well. And I think that that's kind of where they kind of got a lot of fame as well, was touring with the Arctic Monkeys.
It's a band I've actually really got quite into quite recently, is that Fontaine's DC. That mob band kind of got me into them with the opening soundtrack.
Oh, I didn't know that they were in that.
It's the opening song to mob land, the actual program. And yeah, I kind of just started listening to their album from there, and I picked out 3 or 4 songs that I've got on my regular playlist.
Nice. Yeah, I know that they also soundtracked a movie called Bird, which was really cool. They kept getting these really, really cool offers over the past year. But enough of that. Moving on to another UK artist, we have Sam Fender. It's the title track from his his newest album, People Watching. So People Watching on People Watching, which came out a few months ago. And my mom and dad got tickets to go see him, which I'm really jealous about. It's in October, right? Beginning of October.
Yep.
At the Coca-Cola Coliseum.
It's at the Coca-Cola Coliseum, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think it's a couple. It might be the 3rd, actually. The day after my birthday.
Yeah, it's October 3rd, yeah.
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 Yeah. Now that you know my birthday, I am expecting to be sent gifts to the station, if you're listening. But yes, so I really like this song, People Watching by Sam Fender. And I found that when we were over in South Africa in March, people kept requesting this every single night.
It was on constantly. And your dad got a gift as well, sent by your Uncle Jamie.
I did.
And so he opened it up last night. So it's a duck.
A duck with a Newcastle
strip, and it's got Sam Fender on the back.
Oh, you can add it to my duck collection. Ducks just seem to find us, it seems like. So yeah, we'll have a glass display case of all our collected ducks. I just found one in my room as well. But yeah, and then we have a request from my mum, I think. Well, Dad said it, but I'm assuming it's for you. I don't know. Is it for you? Oh, never mind. And then after that, we have probably my favorite OMD song. So without further ado, if you're just tuning in, this is Whiplash on TFRC 101.9 FM. This is People Watching by Sam Fender.
burning wounds. And he doesn't like pretending. His temper strikes so much by work, his heart is generating. And he calls her the chocolate girl.
And wrapped up in silver. And he calls her the chocolate girl.
the start of that set was People Watching by Sam Fender, and then after that was Chocolate Girl by Deacon Blue, and then after that you just heard Enola Gay by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, otherwise known as OMD, and that's probably my favorite OMD song. I didn't really give anyone else the chance to pick one. I just got told an OMD, and I was like, okay, I know which one I'm gonna play. But we, off air, we were debating what the biggest Scottish bands are, and I think we settled on,
I reckon, Simple Minds.
Simple Minds. Yeah. I said Eurythmics, but Dad said that didn't count.
Yeah, because Dave Stewart's English.
But then we were like, the Proclaimers, but nobody really knows the Proclaimers' name. They just know 500 Miles. So I don't know. Yet to be determined. You can let me know.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking most famous, Rod Stewart, he's English too, right? If you're talking about the most famous Scottish artists, I think Annie Lennox would probably be the most famous.
But
going back to Sam Fender, he actually just finished playing Five Nights at St James Park, which is home to Newcastle United. So he was playing Five Nights there. So I think it was like 75,000 each night.
Wow, no way. Yeah. 75,000 people.
Yeah. It's the beauty of us kind of living in Toronto and, you know, having sort of like British groups that we really like. We get to go and see artists that play out to stadiums in Europe, and we get to see them with 800, 900, sometimes, you know, really small intimate gigs. So it's quite fascinating that we can get that close and personal with the actual artists that we really like.
Yeah, I agree. I almost feel like it's the same population at every show that we go to. I'm sure it'll be the same population at Kevin Bridges, to be fair. We should start making friends at these concerts.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. We've got a lot of entertainment coming this year. It's from the UK shores, so looking forward to Kevin Bridges. If nobody's ever seen Kevin Bridges, you should go on YouTube and see some of his jokes. He's a really funny man.
Yeah, he is good. He is good. Yeah, moving up next is one of my favorite Neil Young songs. And then we're following that up with Depeche Mode. And then a song that I just had to play because of where I graduated today. But the lineup for 2025 of people coming to Toronto is absolutely insane. I feel like every week there's someone else that I want to see, but I just can't make it. I wish that I lived closer to Toronto, but also I don't actually want to live that close to Toronto. So it becomes a bit difficult to actually get down there. And earlier on, I wanted to say I played The Best by Tina Turner, and something really cool was during my ceremony today, somebody quoted Tina Turner, which I thought was really cool, and I was like, oh, I hope that was well appreciated as well. But yes, and I always actually forget that Neil Young is Canadian. I don't know why, but I always forget. But I wanted to say, when you were talking about Rod Stewart, when we were going through Granddad's records, he had an obscene amount of Rod Stewart vinyls, and they all had the most horrific covers I've ever seen, and the posters inside were atrocious. He was wearing like these latex bright red outfits, and it was just horrible. Shame on him. No, not a chance.
Is that the Hot Legs album? I think it is.
I don't think I would ever use the word hot anywhere remotely near Rod Stewart or his music, but evidently someone thought that was apt. So yeah, any final remarks on that?
On Rod Stewart?
Or anything? And his legs, not hot legs, just legs. He's just got legs. Yeah, so this is Old Man by Neil Young on CFRC 101.9 FM.
my life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Looking.
Heard Bob Cajun by The Tragically Hip, and I felt like I had to play that because A, it's just a Canadian classic, and B, I just finished graduating at One Tragically Hip Way. And of course, they have the hip sign out there. But something really, really funny is that when the ceremony was over and everyone was exiting, they started playing a Tragically Hip music video on the screens, which I had a good giggle about. And before that was Behind the Wheel by Depeche Mode. Before that was Old Man by Neil Young off of Harvest. If you're just tuning in, this is Whiplash on CFRC 101.9 FM, and I'm joined by some of my family, and we are going to segue into, apparently we've had some horrific travel stuff happen, but this is the first time that I am seeing my granny and my auntie since they've arrived, so I'm going to let her dive into that.
Yes, so it's so nice to see you and to celebrate your day with you today, Erin. Obviously, coming across, there was some drama in my travels, and I had left early hours of Monday morning and had gone onto the train and was probably within an hour of my journey towards the airport to then get a notification on my phone to say that due to technical faults on the plane that I was booked on, that the flight was delayed and that they would give me an update within 30 minutes. And I waited and waited and started panicking and sent a message to your mom and to your dad and to your granny, who was already on the flight across from South Africa. And and obviously losing a lot of signal on the train, and then to be notified that my plane was cancelled. And I was literally about 5 minutes away from the airport.
Because I remember seeing the delay message, yes. But I had no idea it was cancelled. Yeah.
So it was cancelled, so I had to go. Obviously, your mom and dad are trying to panic. They woke up, I think it was about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're rambling all the laptops and trying to find an alternative route for me to fly from a different destination. And when I'd got to the airport, I'd stood in line, and there was a lovely couple in front of me, and she was saying to me, oh my goodness, they're taking their time putting these bags through onto the conveyor belt to go through. And I'd said, but have you not known that the flight's cancelled? And they were mortified. She said, we've done all our savings for the last 3-4 years to come across to Canada, and now to be told that the flight was cancelled. They had made alternative arrangements to fly a day later, which was too late for me, obviously, because I needed to be here today.
Yeah.
And but a lovely lady had assisted me, and she had got me an alternative flight to go to a different country, completely different airline.
Wow.
But we got here safe and sound, and to land in 33 degrees heat was...
I know. I didn't realize you were going straight to Muskoka, and that must have been really, really lovely.
Yes.
With our heat wave.
Lovely. But bitten alive, and then swimming in the lake, the most gorgeous views. We stayed at the most beautiful home, house that your mom and your dad got.
That was a new cottage only last year. I heard granny broke a curtain or something. What did you break?
Oh, the shower.
You broke the shower.
Well, she walked into the shower door at your house as well. So she's making a habit of this. So I went, do? Kayaking, and I did paddleboarding on the lake. And then I did go swimming in the lake twice to then find out the day we were leaving, when your dad spotted a little snake that was dead, apparently they were in the lake.
Yeah, and the lake is, you never know what's in the lake, you just get in.
So nobody gave me pre-warning to this at all, and I'm just swimming away. So yes, some good memories, but we left on a day where it was pouring with rain.
There you go, that concludes that.
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been very nice. I was very, very jealous. I wish I was on the lake during that heat.
We went to Arrowhead as well, didn't we? Didn't do the nature trails because it was pouring with rain, but got bitten alive and got a few pictures with them as well as proof that they are there.
The mozzies.
The mozzies. No,
the
mozzies. Oh, yes.
So at the airport, did you go up to a desk and
they had
to help you?
I did. I burst out into tears, and she said, you can either get a hotel
That's
for the
That's just not
evening,
fair, yeah.
Or obviously the flight was taking off the next day, and I said to her, I'm sorry, you just do not understand. I have to be on this flight today. I have to be in Canada. And I did. She really, she was... accommodating, and she helped me out. Take my hat off.
Wow.
So I am here. I wasn't going to go back home again to pay another train or stay in a hotel on my own and waste a day with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad that you could make it out when you did, but I don't know what I would have done in that situation.
It's actually nerve-wracking because I was just saying, and I was on my own. It's the first time that I've really traveled on my own. Mm-hmm. And because it's usually your Uncle Jamie that sort of he handles those type of situations. I'm a nervous wreck. So, and I was calm. I was fine. No problems. And I've done it. So I'm quite chuffed with myself.
Did you fly to Portugal? Or was it just a flight coming out of
I flew from Manchester and I went to Lisbon.
Wow.
And then from Lisbon across to Pearson.
So rather than a 7-hour flight, it was more like 4.
Yes. To then have like 2 hours, 2-3 hours, and then to get up early doors to hit a road trip.
Yeah, it's a theme.
And then this morning as well, to come across here, up at 4:30 this morning.
No breakfast. We're all starving right now. You could see all of our rib cages. We're thirsty and we're starving.
If anybody's close hand with some food, they could certainly drop it by the station. We'd be happy receiver.
Please give us some snacks. We'll even take crumbs. But yeah, up next we have More Life in a Tramps Vest by Stereophonics, which I think was a collective pick.
Ooh,
we
yes.
love Stereophonics.
I just missed them. They played in England 2 weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, we saw them a couple months ago at Massey Hall. So. That
was
great.
That's why I was so looking forward to going to see them, but unfortunately...
Well, you've seen them like 3 or 4 times. Oh, you can take your turn.
Those black jeans.
I know. We were up late one night just watching like this live Glastonbury set,
yes.
I think it was.
Oh,
and
phenomenal.
Everyone was just fawning over how good Kelly Jones looked in his black jeans that he wears with every set. So yeah, but seeing them in person was different. It was different.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I actually watched a different type of version 2 weeks ago when I couldn't go to the concert. So there was a candlelight version. So a lot slower, and it was a question and answer set that was done in Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is on my list now on a
Q&A. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Up close
what would you
personal.
Ask?
Well, the moment that I book the ticket, then I have time. Oh, yes. Yeah. Like to go for a coffee.
Okay, well, this is Stereophonics, followed by The Doves. Enjoy.
Just as we're having a couple of little issues here, you know, I just wanted to jump on the mic and just, you know, say how proud I am of my daughter and her whole Queen's journey. You know, even jumping onto this radio station is it's been really good for her, and, you know, it's good to do these kind of things with her as well. It gives us a little bit of memories for her time in university. So.
The last time I was here was just after lockdown. Do you remember when it was winter? And we came across so I could see Erin's room, and it was so quiet, hey, because everybody had gone back home. And how cold was it?
It was freezing, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I remember when you guys came up, it was winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe it was like, what, minus, what was it, Carl? 20...
Probably 20 minus something, yeah. 20, it's minus usually colder up here.
And I just bought my new jacket, my pajama, and it couldn't have come in handy enough that day. It was absolutely freezing. And it was just that whole scene, because there was no one walking around.
It was nice. It was really, really nice when I was up here. It's nice in the summer. It's nice and quiet. There's just enough people, but it's still...
We went down to the river as well.
Yeah.
And that was like all basically frozen. Never seen anything like it. Something that you see in a postcard.
People skate on the lake here in the winter.
Oh, I'd be too scared to do that.
Yeah, there. I was just driving by Gananoque for the first time a couple weeks ago, and there were so many houses on the lake. Like, they have their own little island. I was like, that must be so amazing to kind of skate maybe to and from, like, work and stuff. And we couldn't figure out where they parked, but we were like, that must be amazing to maybe, like, cross-country ski or skate across the lake to do that.
I am Erin's gran, and I just want to say how proud I am of her. And
Thank you, Granny's been working in the background.
And how fortunate it is that I managed to get over from South Africa to spend this day with her. She's a beautiful girl and she's doing a great job in here, and couldn't be more proud of her.
Well, thank you very much, Granny. I felt like I was really, really spoiled today. Everyone else had like a bouquet of flowers and I had three that I was lugging around. I was like, oh my gosh. To be fair, all I said I wanted was flowers and I got flowers, but it was way more than I was anticipating. But we can get a little more back into the music now that I've fixed the error, unless there's something else that you would like to say. Okay, perfect. So we are going to play one more song and then I'll say a little farewell. But this is Black and White Town by Doves. I hope you enjoy.
You can't.
Okay, we're just hopping on one more time to say goodbye. Goodbye, and thank you so much for tuning in today and hearing what we have to say. It is my graduation day, and I'm super, super happy, and I was struggling enough to cry my entire ceremony, but I think I'm okay now, and I'm going to have a great night out. So if you know me, if you see me, come say hello, or don't, totally up to you, but I really hope that you've enjoyed our picks today, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your weekend, and if you're graduating at some point this week, or if you have, or wherever you are, congratulations, and I hope to see you here again next Friday at 2 p.m. Take care. I only have one more song left for you, and it is More Life in a Tramp's Vest by Stereophonics off of their album Word Gets Around. Have a good weekend.
Thank you for having us, Erin.
Bye.
And congratulations to everybody.
Have a good weekend.
Get camping eyes and a final eye. Last man, the shop is picking cauliflower. The fuss to make, I swear they were buying a car. They always moan, moan, it's not so cheap. Cheaper still down the street. Lose my rag and tell them, take it back and shop down there. Closing down, they're closing down another road. One way, system steals the show. Mac the Wigs, I can't sing a day where there's more life, more life, more life in a tramp's vest. There's more life, more life, more life in a tramp's vest. The flower man sits down in the street, surrounded by stocky butter back last week. Bring back the ladies wearing lipstick on their teeth. Make up, we make up a crappy joke. Sit back, relax, and have a smoke. Mac the Knapp swigs, the kind of sings that they are with us. More life, more life, more life in a tramp's vest. It's more life, more life, more life in a tramp's vest. It's more life, more life, more life in a tramp's vest. It's more life, more life, more life in a tramp's vest. Mac the Knapp swigs, the kind of sings a day.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Kingston, this is your Indie Wake Up Call. Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9.